Matt Greenwood with you on KJF Sports Talk, speaking to our third district champion from the Jefferson County area, talking about softball district champions, of course. Just got done speaking to St. Pius's Kevin Howley, as well as Hillsborough's Kevin Lucas. And now I'm joined by Northwest Dan Davison. Boy, they won big time on Friday, 17-6 over the Sekman Jaguars, a nice rivalry that has certainly developed in all sports, but on the softball side, that's what played out on Friday, and a big-time victory in the district championship for the Northwest Lions, repeat district champions at that. They're going to be hosting Oakville in the state sectional round tomorrow, and we're here to talk to Coach Dan Davison about last week's district run and moving forward with this Oakville matchup. Coach, first off, congratulations on being district champions again. Why don't you just sort of take us through the run that you guys had at districts? You get a first-round bye, you beat Poplar Bluff, which may have been a surprise opponent for you, and then, of course, that matchup against Sekman.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, we played Bluff in the first game, and they had a nice win over Farmington the night before, so we knew we had to be ready, and we came out. We had a strong start and a great finish, and then we had Sekman, and they're an arch rival at this point, and year in, year out, they're one of the best teams in our area, and we knew we had to play our best game to win a championship.
And maybe in your mind, Coach, you did play your best game of the season. Talk about some of the big-time results from your bats. Obviously, 17 runs scored, so you had some great results there. And then a little bit about the pitching and defense as well, just sort of that game as a whole for those that weren't able to see it.
Sure, and I think, you know, when you get in a game like this, you got to be able to control your emotions and be focused, and our kids did an unbelievable job being ready to go, and we jumped on them early. Lexi Sanchez had a three-run inside the park. Or I guess it would probably be a triple and an error there at the end, but three runs on a hit early. In the second or third, we had bases loaded, and Jamie Lee hit one off the fence where we got another three RBIs there, and Sekman started coming back a little bit, got three or four runs in the third. And then our pitcher, Matty Welker, hit one out and about 230, about maybe 240. And at that point, I just felt like we were rolling.
All right, very well. And who was in the circle for you?
Matty Welker. And she's won 16 games for us. She's a senior. She's done a fantastic job. She knows how to pitch in big moments. And just really proud of the work she's done for the last 4 years. And for her to have another moment like this was special.
Yeah, that is special. And, of course, as I mentioned at the outlet, Coach Davison, back-to-back district titles for you guys. A lot of returners, I assume, from last year's squad to this year's squad. So as far as the approach to a district championship game, did you get the sense that the girls were calm and ready and nothing really fazed them?
I did. I felt surprisingly that in the second inning of the first game we were a little nervous, and we got that out of our system. We had a little bit of a rough second inning, and after that I think they were just they're focused. They've been talking about this for a full year. We've talked about it through the off season, talked about it in season. Sekman beat us in the regular season, and it was their focal point for, you know, a solid year, and I'm just really proud of them that they were able to realize that last week.
Yeah, no, you're good. All right, so Oakville is your state sectional opponent. It's very nice that you guys are going to host Oakville because of the rotation of, sectional hosts. Of course, now we're to the odd-numbered districts getting to host this year. Oakville, tell us about your recent history with them. Obviously, last year's sectional round, as you told me before, you fell to them then. But as far as from that point, to this season and pushing forward, your recent history with them and what it's going to take to be sectional champs this year?
Well, Oakville, again, they're one of the best teams in the state. They've had a ton of success there. We haven't beat them since 2011. They beat us this year. We didn't play a really fundamentally sound game. It was early in the season. I think we're a lot better team than we were then, and I'm sure they are. To beat them, you can't make mistakes. You got to play great defensively. You got to have a great approach at the plate. Our pitcher's got to be on, and I'm confident she will be. So we got to play our best game. We know that, and we're focused on that, and I think we're going to have a great chance to get it done.
Coach Davison, with sort of all those things kind of in the back of your mind, at least from the 2011 stuff, obviously these girls never experienced that, but they did experience, you know, the sectional loss last year and then the loss in the regular season, as you mentioned, this year. Do you feel like Oakville just changes the way the girls feel about themselves and their, I don't know, not necessarily their talent, but their ability to beat them?
I think past teams did, but I don't think this team does. I think this team feels confident every time they go on the field, and I think they believe they're going to get it done. And it's fun to be a part of that when you have kids that are confident and talented, and it's a great experience. So I have the utmost confidence in our kids, and I can't wait for the ball game.
Yep, neither can we. Coach Davison, I appreciate your time. Best of luck to you guys against Oakville. Again, that is tomorrow at 4:15 at your place.
All right, thank you for the coverage.
You're very welcome. That is Dan Davison, head coach of the Northwest Softball Lions, joining us here today on KJF Sports Talk.